From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Update me on the labour market. We're getting worse. What's going on?
Yeah, look, this is the monthly employment indicators released yesterday by Stats New Zealand. These are numbers for June 24. We do keep an eye on this data series, Mike, and try and sort of relay any trends, any themes we might see in there to you. Now, this data comes from the Inland Revenue information, so this is factual, it's real, it's not a survey, it's not people's thoughts and opinions, it's actually who is being paid, who's paying taxes. At the headline level, lower numbers for June and April and May that had previously been announced, they were revised lower. So what you've got here, Mike, is more evidence that the labour market is moving in the direction, one, that the RBNZ was forecasting it was going to move, and two, unfortunately, necessary in terms of monetary policy context. So sort of they're trying to calm the labour market down, hopefully get inflation down. Now, we don't get the drop of official sort of labour market data until early August. So the seasonally adjusted number of jobs filled fell in June by 0.1%, which isn't much, but that's 1,766 jobs. April was originally released at minus 0.1. That was revised down to minus 0.2. May was originally reported as flat. That was revised down to minus 0.3. Mm-hmm. Thing is, Mike, we haven't seen three consecutive monthly falls since the GFC. So this continues another bit of data where we're actually, with the comparative, the relative comparative is the GFC. We're seeing this all the time. So the total number of filled jobs is now up 0.2% if we look at compare it to the same time last year. But we've had strong growth in the working age population, Mike, of around sort of 3%. So the real effect of jobs has actually fallen since last year. And if I look at the actual numbers, because people, you know, people do relate more to actual numbers. So this quarter, on a seasonally adjusted basis, you've got 14,300 fewer jobs. If we look at the raw data, so not seasonally adjusted, you've got 30,000 fewer jobs. So unfortunately, I think these numbers will continue in that vein, if not accelerate, between now and the end of this year.
Problematic. Then we come to Fletcher's. Do they have troubles like on all fronts?
They've got boat problems. We've got boat problems everywhere now. So they've got problems with cement, not with making it, but getting it where it needs to go. So this is their subsidiary, Golden Bay Cement. As I said, it's a ship problem. So the Cook Strait Ferents aren't the only problematic boats out there. The ship that transports cement around the North Island from Golden Bay's manufacturing facility at the top of the South Island there has got a mechanical issue. It's currently docked at Northport. It's not going anywhere. It needs repairs. Golden Bay Cement does have contingency plans. It's got coastal barges, greater use of road transport. Unfortunately, that costs more, and it's going to have an impact on their forecast earnings for financial year 25. At the moment, they're forecasting that to be in the $10 to $30 million range, so quite a wide range, because it costs more to get it where it needs to go. That's an estimate, though. The final number will depend on a number of factors, including just how long this problem goes on, what's the problem with the ship, how long does it take to get fixed, all of that sort of stuff. The share price fell yesterday just under 6%. So it was a reasonable impact on the share price, 5.72%. Mm. Another little challenge for Fletcher Building, continuation of a challenging period. They did get some good news, though, recently. They got a new director, so they're rebuilding the board, and the new director does look like a good appointment. So
can the new director move cement, or...?
Probably not in the short term. It wasn't on his CV. Right. Cement moving skills was okay. Not there, no.
And then we come to Honey. So how bad is it for Comvita?
It's not good. And unfortunately, you've got one of these series of... So Comvita's a listed company that sells honey and honey products. But we've talked before about this, Mike. When you get one bad announcement, then you get another one, you tend to then start to get into sort of a flow. They're very dependent on China. Announcement yesterday on their result for this year. Look, words we've become quite accustomed to now, weakness in China trading conditions. We're seeing that a lot. That's continuing. There was a cancellation of a festival, the 618 shopping festival. That affected them. Then you've got the fact that when you've got weak China, that flows into other related Asian markets. Their fourth quarter sales below expectations. Their guidance for the financial year FY24 for the 24 financial year is now lower than the guidance that they just gave in May. Then they were saying 211 to 218 million of revenues, now 204. Earnings now forecast at 17 million. That's fallen from a range of 23 to 28. Share price down 8%. Share price now at the lowest level since when, Mike? Since the GFC.
What are the numbers?
Oh, no, I know. What do you do? The Dow Jones is down 5 points as we look at it. So not much change there. 40,584. S&P 500 is up 10 points, 5468. The NASDAQ is up 30 points, so about 0.16%, 17,386. Overnight, small move in the FTSE 100, up 68,292. The Nikkei had a 2% gain, which is quite good, 38,468. Shanghai Composite didn't really move. Yesterday, the Aussies gained 0.86% on the ASX 200, 7989, but we fell just 0.29%, 12,313. Kiwi dollar is still very weak, 0.5875 against the US. It's under 90 cents against the Aussie, 0.8978, 0.5427 against the euro, 0.4567 against the pound, 90.48 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,378, and a little bit of good news here. Brent crude, $79.64.
We'll take it, go well. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.